Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today's guest is Hannah Massey. She is an actress and model from Los Angeles, but currently living in New York. She has been modeling since she was 8 years old and has transitioned her career to TV and film. And she is currently expecting her first baby. So congratulations. And Hannah and I met at a coterie dinner and we just bonded. She sat at my table and the conversation was flowing. So I really wanted her to come on my podcast to talk about her story. So hi, Hannah, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me. I feel like we're at dinner all over again.
I know, I love it. So why don't you introduce yourself to my listeners? Tell us who you are and your story with New York, because you are a newer resident. So yeah, yeah. I don't want to just, yeah, tell me about your background.
I mean, the introduction you did kind of summed it up perfectly, but my name's Hannah. I'm an actress and model. I'm from Los Angeles. I moved to New York March of 2020, which is just epic timing for someone to move here. And it's very interesting because since I've moved to New York, my life has gotten the most beautiful it's ever been. You know, I got engaged since moving here. I've gotten married. I got pregnant. Great career things have happened since moving here. But the city itself is just not for me. So it's an interesting juxtaposition to be in, to have like so many wonderful things be happening in this city while I still just don't mesh completely with it. I am so homesick for Los Angeles. And then I have all my friends and people I've grown up with in LA being like, LA sucks. Like, what are you talking about? So maybe you can't win. But I miss it. I find New York it's a tough city. And I loved speaking with you about it at the dinner, because as someone who you're born and raised in New York, it's like in your blood. And it's just interesting to hear like two different women's perspective of really flourishing here. Because like your career and your baby and all of your wonderful things as well happened in New York. So you'd think the city for me would be like the end all be all. But I miss nature. I do better with a bit of a slower pace. I like a little less toughness than New York has. But yeah, that's kind of been a little bit of the New York journey. And my husband and I, who was my boyfriend at the time, we were long distance between New York and LA. And so really meeting him and falling in love with him is what brought me out into New York. Before that, I swore it off completely. I had been out here as like an 18-year-old modeling for a little bit. And I was like, I'm never going back to New York. I can never live in New York. It's dark. It's scary. I didn't make friends here prior to that. So it's definitely a better experience and a different experience now. But yeah, I'm interested to see what happens in the next couple of years as we now have a family and are starting to think about other places.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And I think your feelings are completely valid. Like, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of pride being a New Yorker, but at the same time, I understand that it's not for everybody. And it is a city that is very cutthroat. It's very stressful. And even in 2020, when everything started happening with the pandemic, that's when I personally questioned kind of my relationship with New York and my love for New York, because I then realized that Maybe not that it wasn't for me, but like, is there someplace else that would better suit me and kind of my values at the time? But with that being said, I feel like not that you're asking for advice, but because you like nature and you like a slower pace, like what I started to do when the city was getting too stressful was to like do getaways, like to the Catskills. Have you been there?
During COVID, we were a lot better. It's so annoying to still reference COVID, but
Yeah.
it's such a major point in all of our lives,
Yes.
you know. We did a much better job in that, year and a half frame than we do now, just because life is so much busier now. But we were going up like hiking in Bear Mountain and exploring there a little bit more. And you're so right. It really does kind of help take the edge off. And honestly, I even find going to Central Park is helpful. We live downtown, so it kind of feels like a journey
Yeah,
up
for
there.
sure.
But like spending a day walking around, like packing a little picnic, like hanging out up there, it does kind of reset you in a nice way. I think nature is so important, whatever it means, like whether it's ocean, grass, bird, like how whatever you can do to be around like real elements and a little less concrete, I just think for everyone.
No, I agree. And how does your husband feel about New York? Is he kind of like a ride or die?
He like, I still don't know. Like he's from Montreal, so he's East Coast, through and through. But when we started dating, he was like joking to his friends. He was like, "Oh my God, like I met this girl from LA. It's finally my excuse to move out to California." And so that kind of has always been there within our relationship of him being ready to be somewhere new. So I don't know. But then he says things like, "God, I would miss New York so much. Like we're big comedy people, so we'll go to Comedy Cellar a lot." And like then you walk and you grab dinner and then you run into friends. Like that is the most amazing thing. And that only happens here. Like that is so authentically a New York thing. In LA you have to plan an hour and 10 minutes everywhere you go. So it's
And
just different.
then, yeah, I want to segue kind of to your career because, from an outsider's point of view, I feel like LA is definitely the place for acting and New York is more like fashion. At least that's kind of what's perceived and what's projected like on TV. So, how has your career changed since like being in New York? Because you were saying that you actually are having a lot of opportunities. So, I'm curious to know the difference.
So 100% LA would have been the place to be for TV and film 10 years ago. However, even before COVID and having things kind of transition to be more virtual, there was a lot of self-tapes going on throughout living all over the place. And so even when I was in LA, I would say probably 60% of my auditions would be self-tapes and 40% in the room. And obviously, COVID had a huge impact on the way that that was done. And so now it's like 99.999% meetings are virtual because casting doesn't have to rent out studios the same way. And everyone just kind of learned that this might be an easier way to do the thing. And when I originally moved out to New York, I had actually booked my first series regular. Like that same month that I was supposed to be moving in with David here, and it was shooting in New York. And it was just a good, of course, COVID ruined it, and it was a mourning process, and tears were shed. But I think you can really be anywhere now. And I actually had this conversation with my manager a few days ago, being like, do I need to be back there? Like, tell me, because I'm pregnant, and so everything's a little wonky right now with auditioning and opportunities. So me being how I am, who's like itching to work 24/7, has really had to take a step back a little bit and accept some slowness, which probably is good. But she was just saying, yeah, it does not matter. Like if you need to be here, you get on a plane if there's a meeting here. Other than that, like everything's virtual, which is really nice that you can have your life and also pursue what you want to do.
Talk to me about like the pregnancy, and do you have to disclose that when you're auditioning? Like, how does that work?
I'm so lucky in my personal situation with my team, my like agents and manager. But I still had so much anxiety about telling them that I was pregnant, because even though, like, we've come a long way in this world of ours with women becoming mothers, still pursuing their careers and having success, but it's still like a very daunting thing to be seen as one kind of way in the eyes of casting and your agents and producers and, you know, all of the people that you're so desperately trying to get to like you as an actor. And then you throw in, by the way, I'm pregnant. So now there's this other thing that naturally is number one now. Like, there's no getting around this tiny human being we made, kind of dictating what we're doing for the rest of our lives. So I waited until like 14 weeks to tell my, it was like really when I started showing, I decided to close it. And they couldn't have been more supportive and lovely and great about it. And then I had my first like issue with it come up where I read for a role and it got to the point of checking for availability, and they needed my availability to be between January and July, which is my entire pregnancy. And then, you know, they find out I'm pregnant and it was so sorry, not going to work out. And then that's when I kind of had to realize, like, oh, wow, okay. So in my head, pregnancy wasn't affecting anything. I was like, they'll shoot around it, like angles, whatever. So it was kind of a reality check of like, you know, you can truly have it all, but not all at the same time. So that's been really a lesson for me to learn that, like, it's okay to slow down and maybe take a little pause and break here. You know, and I hope my intention is to go back to it once this little human being makes their way here. But I'm not really sure exactly what it looks like yet and how I'll navigate that. But with all things in life, it just kind of falls into place, I guess.
I love your perspective and kind of like the phrase, you can have everything, just not all at once.
You can have it all. Like,
I can have it all, but not.
Yeah, like I really do think women can have it. Like, we can have a family, we can have a career, we can have the friends, we can really do all of it. I just think the issue comes when we're trying to do it all at once. Because what human can balance all of that?
Where do you think that a mindset comes from? Like, were you raised in a family where you guys were all really supportive, or did you kind of cultivate that perspective yourself through maybe like life challenges? Because it's a beautiful, beautiful mindset to have.
My parents are awesome. They've always been kind of hands-off in a nice way with me. I'm the youngest of four. And so by the time it was, you know, my turn for all of these life decisions and figuring out my way, they kind of were just like, you got it. You'll figure it out. And I did. And so I think a lot of the perspective was gained through kind of being thrown into the ocean a little bit to figure it out, and always, you know, having home to go back to and having parents to support me when if I changed my mind. But they were like, if you're gonna do this thing, jump into it both feet and trial and error. Like, I am weirdly so grateful for how much rejection I've had, because you have way more rejection than success with what I chose to do with my life. And I think through that, you kind of gain a little bit of peace knowing, like, okay, for every 30 things that don't work out, the one that does is just around the corner. And so you learn that all the time over and over again, that it kind of just, it brings you peace with it. For the most part. And then you'll have days where you spiral and you're like, holy shit, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like that mindset too is prepping you to be like a mom. I mean, everybody's journey through pregnancy and motherhood is different, but to kind of already have that like grace for yourself is going to be so beneficial. I think so.
I'll be calling you for pointers, like freaking out, being like,
no, you're fine. Yes. If you recall and take a moment to reflect on your life thus far, whether it's personal or professional, what has been the biggest challenge? Is it the move to New York, or has it been a casting call? Or can you just recall a moment where maybe it was considered rock bottom?
I feel like I've had a few moments like that in my life. I think my early 20s, really right before I met my husband, because I met him when I was 22. Speaking of a time in life when like not many successes are coming your way and you're auditioning and you're grinding it out and you're trying to make rent and also trying to like figure out who you are as a young person, I remember I had the worst day I think I've ever had with getting a really shitty call. I rear-ended someone in LA. I had never been in a car accident before. I called my dad, like crying, bawling, like, what do I do about insurance? What do I do with a car? What do I do? Like, and then I was like, oh, this is it. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm spiraling. Should I have gone to college? Should I have pursued something that had an actual path with it? Should I, like, what the hell is happening? You know, and again, my parents kind of did the thing that for my personality works best of you're okay, like all the things that matter in life, you're fine, you're healthy, you have people who love you. You need to figure this out. Like, if you're going to continue pursuing this and you're going to pursue it and you're going to have to figure out how to make ends meet in the meantime, or you go a different route. And every single time I just continued choosing the chaotic route to go. But then as life works, David and I met, I think like 2 weeks after that. And I booked the series regular role about a month after that. And so it was just adding on to that mindset of like, not everything good is forever and not everything bad is forever. Like, it's ever changing. And so career-wise, I think that was probably the worst time for me. And then life-wise, 2 years ago, which is crazy, 2 years ago in August, my big sister, who is like my best friend, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that like really flipped my whole family's life upside down to get told that like she at such a young age had such an aggressive cancer. And so I went through that full spiral of like, oh my God, I can't have any chemicals. I can't breathe any air. I'm so scared. It's going to happen to me. I'm like, is my sister going to be okay? My sister had like two surgeries back to back and went through chemo and radiation. And like that was truly the worst thing I've experienced in my life so far is her getting sick. And the thought creeping into my head of like, what would I do if like my sister wasn't here anymore? And like how easily a good day the next can turn into, you know, her calling me saying, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I have breast cancer. And it just kind of shed a very bright light on how important it is to focus on the things that are good and beautiful in your life, and the things that are bad, they'll come and go. You know, and now on the other side of it, she's healthy. She's great. She like turned it into an amazing ceramics business for herself. And so like seeing her thrive also is such a reminder that like, okay, this pretty much the worst call you can get turned into a, pretty silver lining, I think, in her life. And I imagine throughout life, there's going to be a million more times that I'm going to be like, oh, no, this is the worst thing ever. I thought it was bad 2 years ago. This is really, really bad. But somehow like you survive it. You handle it when it presents itself.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I know it's like not easy to be open about that, especially because it's with your family. I have two sisters and I'm really close to them. So like I can not like relate in that aspect, but of course the special bond is definitely just irreplaceable and almost like indescribable. So thank you for sharing that. But going off of what you said too, I also believe like I look at life kind of like in a bigger picture, right? Like almost as a book. And so like the chapter that you have right now, like when you read a good book, you kind of fall in love with the character, which is yourself, right? You're the main character, but you also want to see the character grow. And like, sometimes it's boring if they're not going through struggles and if they're all happy, it's like, okay, like what more can you offer to the world? Yeah. Right. Because the world is so big. And I sometimes feel like when you take on a third party perspective or like an outsider's view, it makes you almost appreciate life more or kind of just not be so attached to, you know, like the feelings and everything that's happening around you. I don't know, that happens to me. So I love that you are.
I love that. I'm going to use that little nugget in my life because it really is true. I was just saying to someone the other day that, like, he was talking to me about, like, mom advice, who's newly pregnant. And I'm like, listen, I'm not quite there yet, but what I can tell you is your life is not supposed to stay the same forever. Exactly to what you're saying, that is so boring if you're never given challenges and then overcome it, and then you get that self-confidence in yourself of like, okay, we made it through that one, look at like the battle wounds of it, and now next time something like this happens, I know what I'm doing, you know.
And, and how wonderful is it, like, you know, 10, 20 years from now, like, for you to talk to your baby or your child, obviously not going to be, well, they're always going to be your baby, but to say, like, mom did this, you know, like, I was in LA and I pursued acting and then, you know, whatever happened in New York. And it's just like such a beautiful, like, life story. So I think
it's
just
a whole life. You can't. It's like the cheesiest, most annoying thing to say ever, but you really like don't appreciate all the beautiful moments if those hard ones aren't mixed in there. So you just have to take it, even though it's very hard in the moment to remember that like this moment is going to pass, but it does make you so grateful. Like now when I go to the doctor and I'm healthy and this baby's healthy, I'm like, thank God, because it so easily could have been a day like my sister had to. Or, you know, getting a call about a job that's great, or getting in a great appointment for an audition. Like, how lucky is that to happen now? Because 8 years ago, I was at rock bottom calling my dad being like, how do I call the car company and my insurance? What do I do? Like, I have no money. It's, you know, you just, you learn through all that.
And I think we forget how capable we are. Like, we can figure things out, but for some reason, like, when we're in the moment, I mean, not invalidating what we're going through, how we're feeling, but it's like humans are amazing. And I like use like travel as an example, because, you know, nothing ever goes your way when it comes to travel, no matter how prepared you are. But for the most part, like, you'll figure it out. You know, if your luggage is lost, or you got dropped off in the wrong hotel, or you don't know the language, like, those are the moments when you tap into like a part of you that you didn't even know existed. And you're like, oh my God, like, it's survival. You will figure it out. So
do you feel like that with motherhood? Like, cause I'm so curious for myself to see like what happens. Like, I'm already calling myself mom.
You are though. Yeah.
But
expecting.
Like when your baby's here, like, do you just kind of naturally, you figure it out, or you lean on that intuitive part of yourself that knows what you're doing, or are you just constantly surprised by your own like unknown knowledge that you figure out?
Absolutely. Like, I was terrified of bringing my son home from the hospital, because like my partner and I joke around, like, we feel like we're teenage parents, you know. We're like, we're not, you know, we're 30s, but I'm like, no, we're like 15. Like, it's like the weirdest, it's the weirdest thing. But bringing my son home, I think we were both just freaking out, kind of like, oh my God, like, we just want him to like keep breathing, you know what I mean?
Just
so
make
it's
it
like
night.
Yeah, and like, to be honest, it's such a blur now, because I don't even know how we got through it. Obviously, we leaned on each other. And then when my partner left to work, that's when I freaked out, because I was like, oh my God, it's just like the baby and I, like, I have to make sure he's good. But like, yeah, you just are getting to know the baby. And like, there's a bond again, that's just like, nobody can ever, ever, ever like replace that. And you're growing the baby, so that bond has already started, you know? So it's like, once they're born, like, your scent, your voice, like, your heartbeat, all of that, they're already familiar with that. And it's like a beautiful thing. But I will say, there were moments when I questioned what I was doing. And that's when I kind of would outsource my intuition. Like, I remember there was a time when I asked like my mother-in-law, I don't even know, something basic about like the bottles, or like, oh, should I do this or should I do that? And I feel like I already knew the answer, but because I was still not as confident in being a mom and in my decisions, I would keep asking. And it's not a regret, but like, now it's funny, because I just don't ask anything I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I feel like I know what's best for my baby. So like I have, you know, certain rules of how I want to raise him, and I just stick with my guns now, because at the end of the day, everybody's going to have advice, and you know, you could take it or leave it. But I do remember I was confident and trusted my intuition, but there were moments that creeped in where I was like, oh, is this right? Is this not? Like, let me ask. But yeah, I think it's all part of the process of figuring motherhood out.
Oh, it's such a it's just a crazy to be. We're coming to the end now. I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy, and I'm like, wow, this year is gonna shift and change me so much. And I'm so curious to like meet that version of me that just has like full faith in it. Because even now, I'm like, I'll pretend I know what I'm doing, but I'm still like, eh, I don't know about that. But let's roll with it. But I'm very excited for that. Mom intuition to really like guide me through the moments coming up that I'm sure are hard, because like I don't know, pregnancy for me has been so magical and so wonderful that like even more than I knew it could be. And so I just keep telling myself like it's gonna get better, like it keeps getting better, doesn't it? Like then the baby's gonna be here. There's this little person, and like I get to see my husband become a dad, and I get to like learn this new version of me, and like it's so exciting, and it's I don't know, I feel like very happy to be a woman and to be a mom and all the thing. I'm like, and
No,
so
we're very powerful. Yeah.
yeah,
And I
very.
love your perspective, because I think you are embracing the woman in you, and also not like you're not really scared of what's to come, because trust me, there's going to be lots of changes, and you hit it on the nail with the fact that your lifestyle will be different. Your priorities will change. Like we talked about this like off air, but like friendships will change, dynamics are changing. But again, it's an exciting time, because you can, you know, remove all the things that will no longer serve you in a couple of months, and you're going to make space for all the other beautiful things. And you honestly wouldn't even know what that is until you make space. Like that's the whole point, right? We can only take so much, and you have to be super cautious of like your energy. And whoever has access to that is like, it's a beautiful thing. Like not everybody can have access to you and your time.
It is interesting too, like through pregnancy, I weirdly have had a lot of the women in my life who have kids have actually been quite negative about me.
Really?
How Yeah, like in the jokey haha way of like, oh God, like your life is, oh, you'll never sleep. Oh, you're tired. Like it's literally the classic just wait things. And I keep saying to my husband, I'm like, man, I'm the first one in my friend group to be pregnant. Like I seem to be jumping off the ledge first. I'm like, I cannot wait for all of my girlfriends to be pregnant and for me to be the voice in their life to be like, you've got this. Like it's hard. Like you're so capable of doing this and to be positive and to just tell them, like, listen, I can tell you what was hard for me, but the things that are hard for you are not going to be the same. So
Exactly.
like, I can't give you advice on that. Like what I can tell you is you've got it. Like you have more capability in your life than you're even aware of. Which has been my experience while being pregnant, because there's been days that have been super hard. And somehow, like, it's just not bad enough to not make it through. Like, you just handle it.
Yeah, and it's so true. Like, first of all, everybody's journey again is different with pregnancy and motherhood. But I heard the same thing too. Like, I traveled a lot before, and they were like, okay, well, say goodbye. Like, you're not gonna have time to travel. And it's like, that's why I think the message I sent you after we meeting was like, I'm so excited to, you know, like follow your journey and support it, because like that's what we need. We don't need it to be scaring other expecting moms, because
Also,
it's
everyone,
not.
yeah, your life is different. Your priorities are different. Like if we have to travel, we'll figure it out. Like just, I don't know. I really thought it was a cliche, all the just wait things, because you hear about women doing that, and I'm like, oh, no one actually does that. Oh, they do. They really love to say it.
Yeah, and it's like the weirdest thing, because I feel like they feel, because they've experienced it, that that's like the journey. Like, you know, like that's for everybody. And it's like, just let them have their moment.
Like, I'll let you know what's hard for me when we talk
Yeah,
about it when you go, but
exactly.
we'll compare our trauma then.
Yes. So we are wrapping up, and my podcast is called The City Confessions. So I would love for you, Hannah, to share a confession with all of us. I feel like you kind of alluded, you know, like you're not so pro New York mindset, but is there another confession, whether it could be something like funny or silly, a fun fact, a something people would be surprised to hear about from you, or a misconception, or like
Oh my
anything?
God, this is making me feel so boring.
No.
I'm like, what confession?
No, people are always stumped with this question, so it's not you.
A confession. A confession. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of in this space right now. I feel like I've talked a lot of shit on New York, especially to my poor husband. And now I'm kind of feeling like, okay, confession. Maybe I'm not quite ready to leave tomorrow from New York. That feels
Because you
boring.
were ready to pack your bags the day we
Oh yeah.
met.
Oh yeah. I'm like, I'll pack the kitchen up by noon, have it ready to go. But it's such a boring one. I wish I had like a saucy confession.
No, that's okay. It's kind of saying, yeah.
But confession is, I'm very content, maybe more than I'd like to admit, in our little apartment, in our neighborhood, in our life right now. And so as much as I like love to, you know, poke the bear with telling him like, let's get back to LA, I'm also kind of like, okay, I'm happier than I'm letting you believe.
I love that. And who knows? The baby can change that either way, right? It can go,
Totally.
yeah.
Totally. They could
So
get here
just
and be
see.
like, yeah, we're not going. Or I could be like, book the flight
Yeah.
to
I
LA.
love that. Okay, at the end of every episode, I do a fire round of New York City questions, and it'll be so interesting because, again, you're not the one who like loves New York, but it'll be interesting to see your responses. So you can answer it with the first word that pops up in your head. Okay, so what's your favorite thing about New York?
Food.
What's your least favorite thing?
Smells.
Describe New York City in one word.
Vibrant.
And what's your go-to spot? Like cafe, restaurant?
Favorite restaurant is Pasquale Jones.
I actually haven't tried that, so let me
Oh
add
my
that
God.
to my list.
Let's go on a
Yes,
date
we
to
should.
and
Okay,
make.
perfect.
Oh, it's
Done.
so good. You'll love it.
Yes. And then the last question is, if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
I feel like I owe New York. It's truly been the best years of my life living here, personally. I fell in love here. I have my baby here. I like New York will forever, as tough as it is for me being here, it only created the best memories I've ever known.
You see, now we're leaving on a good note, on a
Now
high.
we are. I see what you did.
Not my intention, but you know, it just worked out perfectly. Well, I appreciate you, Hannah, talking to us about your background and opening up about just like your life. It's a beautiful thing for you to be vulnerable. And that's like why I started this podcast. I think it's interesting to see that we as humans have different layers to ourselves. And that's why it's beautiful to have like relationships. And I also believe that everything happens for a reason. And I'm so excited for you and happy that our lives have crossed paths. So
Me too.
thank
Thank
you
you for
so much
having
for being on. I will have all of Hannah's information in the show notes. So be sure to expand on that and follow her. And if you are a mom or expecting or just excited for like moms to be, you can follow her journey as well. All right. Thank you, Hannah. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.